franchise record with his 10th three.
Yo, yo, hey, 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 come in here. Man, Joe Johnson is going crazy on people. You got to watch this. Oh, I guess he's done. Sorry, that was his 10-3. Hey, welcome. Back in the zone, hour two, 11:07 now.
Woo!
Justin Anchor, Chris Gaines, Ernie Murray, and Matty T. Joined now on the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline by Sporting Life Arkansas's own Jim Harris. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, buddy? 2-2-2-2 Razorback games in 3 days coming up. So we're
About time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like they hadn't
played in almost since last Thursday or so.
Almost like since Maui.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a big run of games, and then, I don't know, how much did it matter, Ernie, to not play during these test weeks? Back then, you know, when you're having tests, did you miss playing?
You know, Jim, this is a really crucial time for any basketball player because things are so different now. I mean, you have what you call a dead day, and then you go take a test, and then you come back and you lounge around, you go to practice. But most of the time during this time, we didn't even practice during final time. So I think it's going to be different for this basketball team. But guess what? Finals are behind. Now it's time to play Razorback basketball to the highest level. I want 150% the rest of the way.
From the players or the fans?
Players and fans.
Oh, okay.
From both.
And fans, yeah.
Are you,
and media and everybody else.
Are you going to get to go Saturday, Jim?
Did I?
Are you going to get to go Saturday?
I haven't been told yet. I think we're getting credentials through my other gig.
Well, we got a Thursday night game that some people will be paying attention to. Is that game televised too? I guess yes, right?
Yes.
On KTV. And then Saturday, of course, the game at the, as Jeremy Flynn calls it, the Big House. I like to call it Verizon Arena. But the game Saturday, of course, is 7 o'clock. We will be giving away tickets in mere moments. And we were supposed to double dip Saturday, Ernie.
Yes, we are.
Philander Smith plays at 2, is that what we said?
Philander, 2:30.
Okay.
2:30, then we go into the Big House.
Oh, Emo and I are on a hoop fest Saturday, so y'all are welcome to come out and... Coach Weaver's got his team ranked nationally again, so we're going to double dip on Saturday.
You got to wear a different color now. You got to wear a green.
I'll go
yellow.
Get my Philander green on. You know this.
You guys need to get him a shirt. I think we need to get him a shirt.
For Christmas, I'm going to buy him a hog shirt.
I have hog shirts.
I mean,
you came in criticizing this shirt today.
Jimmy's all over me about my shirt today.
You need to see it. It looked like, I'm not going to say what it looked like. It looked like something.
It looks pretty awesome, no doubt about it. Nike stepped up big time for this shirt, so that's all I know.
It's a war button shirt.
Golf tournament.
What's that?
Did you get that shirt at a golf tournament?
No, I didn't actually. I bought it at the Nike store. Anyway, y'all back on me. Here's the point. Arkansas plays. Let's focus. Thursday against UT Arlington, a team. Oh, no, wait. That's the wrong schedule. I'm sorry. That's UALR. San Antonio on Thursday.
Which Arkansas was playing UT Arlington.
Yeah, it'd be a better matchup. Okay, so they will hopefully roll on Thursday. It's a game you can watch on Channel 7, and then Saturday we'll see you at the arena. What do you make of Texas, Jim? What's the word? What do you got?
Texas and their head coach?
Yeah, that's right.
I think Gruden.
Will they make some catchy song to try to lure him in?
Yeah, or if not Gruden, Bill Cowher. When's that rumor?
So you don't think
Jimmy Johnson, I heard, is one of the candidates?
Okay, let's get realistic on that. First of all, let me correct something. It's Tennessee Martin this week on Thursday. I apologize, and I'm totally lost. They don't play San Antonio until January 4th. It's Tennessee Martin, then South Alabama on Saturday. Then they're off for another week, and they play High Point the following Saturday in Fayetteville on the 28th. So, okay, who do you actually think is going to get that job? Because we talked about yesterday, every name that was thrown out, I'm like, nope, nope, nope. David Shaw says, nope, I'm not going anywhere. I don't want to go to the NFL. I'm not interested in going anywhere else. I like it at Stanford. Who is realistic and who are they going to get?
Well, somebody out there is probably going to like the money over everything and take it, but I don't know. I mean, I don't see – I can't imagine Malzahn would go, especially after 1 year at Auburn, do you think?
I don't know.
I don't. He just seems a good fit for Auburn. I'm thinking of the other names I saw thrown out. I mean, what did they put out there? John Harbaugh or Jim Harbaugh or, you know, one of the Harbaughs.
I don't know.
I mean, that's just silly.
Yeah.
And, you know, all that is just silly. I think Texas is going to have somewhat a rude awakening that they're not. I mean, I think they have to be reminded every once in a while they're not, you know, they're not all that.
Hey, Jim, what about a name that maybe if he had not fallen off his bike at Arkansas, they'd be pursuing right now? And a lot of people do respect his coaching ability, minus the off-the-field issues. What about Bobby Petrino? Would that be something that they would consider?
If he was the coach at Arkansas now and hadn't fallen off, I think everybody in Arkansas would be freaking out that he would be their guy. He probably cost himself that job. I just can't see Texas going that route.
Well, Jim, don't you think Texas sort of got themselves in a bind? You know, you think you got Nick Saban on the hook. You get rid of Mack Brown, and now you're in a pickle where you're trying to figure out who is the best guy for the job. I think they wanted to talk to Sumlin at Texas A&M, but they sold him up. And then they wanted to talk to Saban. Both of those guys are staying. I think Texas is going to have to go get a guy probably that's a big-time coordinator or a guy that's been a head coach somewhere.
Maybe they'll hire Les Miles.
You know, that has been thrown around a lot, Les Miles' name. You're exactly right.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if it's going to be a big name, already at a big school, I could see it being – I could see that being something – I can see that being something Les Miles would do.
And no doubt, because he can't beat Alabama consistently. And if he go to Texas, he's the big dog over there. I can see him leaving.
He would be he'd be unbearable.
what you think about Patterson at TCU? I've heard his name mentioned. Do you think there's
that was the job everybody thought Patterson would probably leave TCU for. You know, I don't know how much them falling off a little bit this year's maybe hurt his star. You know, he'd be pretty tough down there too. I could see, you know, coincidentally, both Les Miles and Gary Patterson are represented by the same agent. So I could sure see their name being thrown out there by that agent. Yeah, if nothing else, just like Jimmy Sexton. Man, I'm telling you. All this Nick Saban and Texas stuff was—I don't think it all was orchestrated by Sexton, but he played that perfectly too.
He's the best. Yeah. He's the best there is.
You know, he can get the highest paid, whatever you are, get you even more money. There's not many people that can do that.
After losing to your rival too, which is that's probably the most impressive part. They're not even going to the national title game.
And he gets probably an extra couple million a year, I guess.
Hey, Jim, let's switch gears. Speaking of coaching search, though, back home, do you ever recall a time where both Arkansas State and UCA were open at the same time?
No. Of course, you know, the other day, Steve Sullivan asked me this, and I was thinking about it. Since Clint Conk has been at UCA, you know, Arkansas's had – four coaches. Arkansas State's had five
17?
Coaches.
Oh, sorry.
UACB has had three coaches.
That's a great stat. That's surprising.
All in 13 years. You know, it's not often we've paid. I mean, let's look at it this way, too. I mean, until Conk came there, I mean, UCA was, I guess they were Division II.
Right,
and making their move into Division I, so we really didn't pay that much attention to when both teams might have been looking for the coach at the same time. I mean, Conk is Division I, you know, for UCA, and it's just an interesting change there. I don't know, Justin, have you weighed in on why he left?
I mean, I haven't talked to him in great detail. We're going to have him on Friday after he's introduced at Stephen F. Austin. But there are definitely some financial ramifications in going there. They have, you know, according to a story I read and kind of got the feeling from him that there was a bigger pot of money, not only for him but for his assistant coaches, which is not unprecedented. We've heard that before from a guy like Brett Bielema, that being able to take advantage of a bigger pot of money to not only get but retain assistant coaches as part of the conversation. I think being in Texas, he's got a couple of kids that are in Texas. One of his sons is serving in the military. The other one is, of course, the quarterback at Texas San Antonio. So, and of course, he's got a son here too with granddaughters. But anyway, I mean, we'll ask him about those things. I initially thought, well, that's odd. But again, when you know you think about a guy that's only got 5, 6, 7 years left to coach. You know, if there's a chunk of money that you can add to your pot and you can do it for the next 5 or 6 years, it's a big difference. So,
you know, 14 years in one place is, I mean, that's an awfully long time in college football. I know people were saying, well, you know, this is a, you know, a lateral move or whatever, but I think after 14 years, you start thinking, you know, lateral moves. You don't want to move down.
Right. Well, and the thing is, after 14 years, here's my thing. After 14 years, there was no significant group of people that thought it was time to make a change. So to me, that's a great indicator that you've done a fantastic job.
Right.
Now,
right.
At Arkansas State, of course, nobody's been there long enough for anybody to get any negative feelings towards the coach. And again, UCA and Brad Teague, Dr. Teague, were quoted in the paper today. Jeremy Muck did a good job running that down about some potential candidates. I don't know that that's the overall list, that there might be some more folks. The names that are being tossed about for the ASU job is pretty impressive, I thought. I mean, you talk about Montgomery, who's the OC at Baylor, Michael Norvell, who's a UCA grad and a Texas native and a guy who understands the region, as the OC at ASU, at the other ASU, Arizona State. He would be a great fit. I didn't know that he'd be interested in going to the Sun Belt. But again, they pay so far over their head that they're going to be able to get a pool of candidates that many jobs in the Sun Belt would not be able to get.
Yeah.
Command.
Yeah, if they continue to pay it $700,000 a year, plus they got $1 million back, basically. They had a coach for free this past season.
Right.
And basically with the buyout for Brian Harsin, it didn't cost ASU to have to pay the head coach. So I think it'd be neat if they actually got an interview from, you know, Chad Morris or somebody of that stature. Is somebody who would definitely want. Here's the deal: ASU is in a good position. I know ASU hates to see their changeover every year, but it's in some ways it's good being this stepping stone position now, because you're attracting people who see that, you know, if you coach there, people and you win there, you know, people notice you now, and you. You're in line for getting some pretty prestigious jobs.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing I will say is my understanding in talking to people who would probably know, and I guess Dr. Teague's on the record, that they want to have the search done by the end of the week. I'm not sure ASU is going to move quite that quickly, but I have heard from some folks that I trust that that could be the case there as well. Now, if there is a situation where ASU hires its coach, John Thompson, I can't imagine, is going to feel great about that whole situation. I will assume that he will continue on and serve as the interim through the bowl game, which is just a few weeks away. But I can't imagine that he's going to stick around there to stay as a coordinator again.
I think John is happy there. I think he will stay as coordinator. I think John already knows he's really not going to get the job. I mean, you've been passed over, what? Is this your second time?
Yeah,
I think he knows, you know.
I don't know what his long-term goals are, if he's happy being a coordinator or whatever. I mean, he had stepped away from coaching completely for a very brief moment to be the Central Arkansas Athletic Director, so I'm not sure. Hey, Jim, let me get Jason in here quick. He wants to talk about the Texas job. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Hey, guys. Hey, has anybody said anything about Major Applewhite? Is he not the coordinator?
That's a good point. But I don't think, you know, they're going to hire a guy that was on the staff the current staff. I think they're going to bring somebody from outside.
I think so. Kind of like what USC did,
yes.
Even though they kind of stayed within the USC
family. Yeah, so about as close
to
the same thing.
It's close, and I get
but
that.
But he's at least led a program.
But they wanted a fresh start, and that's what, you know, made Coach Orgeron leave. You know, they could have easily hired him because he had way more success this season than Lane Kiffin did with the same exact team.
Yeah.
You got to deal with that every week.
Right.
Okay, well, that's just a thought. I didn't know.
Jason, appreciate it. Yeah, look, I've heard worse names thrown out there. You'd love to get a guy with a connection. I don't know that he wouldn't do a good job.
You know, would Applewhite be more of a candidate, too, for Arkansas State?
I was going to say that.
Or the offensive coordinator at Florida. I'm pretty sure that job may go to him anyway. Or at least they're pursuing him if, you know, he's not in the running for a head coach job.
Yeah, there aren't as many jobs open this year, but there are some awfully good quality jobs. And, of course, we've got a couple that we're watching closely here in the state. But when you look at, you know, and, of course, USC's already been filled, and the trickle down there cost ASU its coach. But it's the quality is good. Last year there were so many more, and I can't remember, maybe it was 30-something openings because of the trickle down. When you consider the total number, we talked to Terry Mahajer about that last week, but it is remarkable. By the way, they did have a big rally yesterday at the Capitol. I'm going to be going down to the GoDaddy Bowl, so I hope people are excited about it. We'll hear from the governor coming up in a minute. He's also going to be singing at Christmas karaoke again on Thursday night. And looking forward to spending some time with him down in Mobile, however brief the time will be. So,
if you stay close to the governor, Justin, they'll definitely have you on TV.
That'd be good. Just stay in the background, right?
Just stay in the background, yes.
I need all the help I can get. Ethan says, Jim, there's no way Malzahn would leave after 1 year for a school that gives him everything he wants. No way.
That's excellent.
Yeah, the only thing about him is he is in a life-changing position. If you win a national title, that's something that changes your life as a coach. No matter how many games you lose after that,
right,
you're still a national championship coach.
Exactly.
Yeah, just ask Gene Chizik.
If he was in any other position, well, but you know what? He's still got that on his resume, Chris, and he'll always be a national championship coach. No matter how long you go, that's always part of your makeup. So the thing is, if he was in any other situation, if he was in any other game, even another BCS game, I would think that the Texas job would be very much in play. Because of the timing of it all, I think there's no chance. I don't think they're going to wait until January to hire somebody.
Same with Jimbo Fisher. I think that's another reason why Jimbo Fisher's name has been brought up a couple times. I don't see him leaving Florida State, that he's all the place he's already king of.
No.
And playing for a national championship. If he wins, why leave?
It's
why
a lot
go
easier
to rebuild?
It's so much easier to get yourself into the Final Four, which is all it's going to take going forward, too, in the ACC, because
absolutely,
you've only got to play a couple of significant games a year. And if you go undefeated with the national reputation Florida State has, you're in a great spot. You look at certain teams around the country with you, if you have the kind of reputation, USC is another one.
Yeah,
although the Pac-12 has gotten a lot better. You're the kind of team, if you're in the situation where you're going undefeated, no matter how bad your non-conference schedule is, you're in. Florida State's in the same boat. You're
yeah,
in. You're
exactly
Florida State.
Right.
You're Florida State.
And Jimbo Fisher has not lost a bowl game as the head coach at Florida State. And they haven't necessarily achieved, because a lot of people thought they'd be in the national title game last year, but they did win a BCS game, admittedly, against Northern Illinois, but it was a BCS game. He's got an Orange Bowl to his credit. He's now going to be in the national championship game, and he has a chance to really pad that resume. Why would you leave? It'd be crazy.
And if you're at Florida State and you consistently do that, you can stay there until you're 100.
Look at Bobby.
Bobby, they had to go to his house and tell him the game plan. So why would you leave?
Of those two coaches, if he's the one that loses in that game, they may want him to leave. You know, unlike Auburn. I mean,
yeah.
You know, if he doesn't win the national championship, they may ask him to go to Texas.
Well, so when you're basically a double-digit favorite, there is all sorts of pressure. Gus is in the best spot. There was more pressure on Alabama. I mean, it was kind of equal with the Missouri game. You've already overachieved so far, and now all the pressure's on Florida State. If they can make them nervous, and they have not been pressured this year, if they can make them nervous into the fourth quarter, it could be pretty interesting.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
I would like to see
the SEC win what? How many national championships?
Eight.
All of them.
Eight in a row?
Would be eight.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd be fine
if they
with
win.
All right, Jim, we will talk to you soon. We'll catch up next week. We'll have a couple games to recap, although you'll be doing it with somebody else because I'm going to be gone next week. Actually, we are off. Isn't that next Tuesday is Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas Eve. What's the schedule?
We are off. We are off next Christmas Eve. So,
well, then we'll see you New
because,
Year's Eve.
Because this is sports talk radio, which generally equates to men's radio, which generally equates to nobody's done any of their shopping, including
That's
most
right.
of the Buzz staff.
So
So they'll be
we
doing
all
it all next Tuesday.
That day.
That's it.
But I'll see you New Year's Eve because we'll all have gotten our liquor for the party that night.
That's exactly right.
Jim, can I be invited to one of you all's party because we don't have liquor at my house?